It's straight up at 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And for over 25 years, this gentleman has had a career in luxury hotels and resorts that's earned him a Michelin star during this time. He's come full circle. Ownership here in Laguna, as well as opening what we are now expecting to be a magnificent restaurant inside of Hotel Laguna, currently over at Terra, and about to be a part of the Taste of Laguna. We welcome this morning Chef Craig Strong. How are you, Craig?
Great. Thank you for having me on. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you, man. And so the way I've been touting this, and I don't want to, I would never blow smoke in your face. The way I've been touting this is that here at Taste of Laguna, you're going to be tasting food from some of the world's greatest chefs. And please believe that we think you are among them, man. You are definitely one of the world's greatest. I love to eat your food.
Thank you.
It's just that simple, man.
What an introduction. I love it. Thank you. You know, I love what I do and I love sharing it with people. And I'm lucky to work with super talented people. So we're putting together a team of people at Terra that we've been doing at the Pageant of the Masters for this last summer. And and then we'll segue over to the Hotel Laguna and open that up very shortly. And you know, launch something that's going to be exciting for people.
Right. So how's the summer been over Terra?
It's been great. You know, I think that it's certainly different than it has been in the past. Right. You know, a little tiny bit softer, but it's still very active, very robust. Right. People are going out. You know, some people are wearing masks still, but the protocols and stuff for keeping people safe and clean are in place. We're trying to do everything we can to just make people feel welcome and safe and clean and all that kind of stuff that you would expect. And so far, people are having a blast. They're going out, they're eating. I can see the activity, the smiles in their faces. They're enjoying the pageant once again. I mean, what a shame it was to close that, you know, in the many, many years. It's been running since the 1930s and only twice in World War II, and then, of course, during the pandemic, did they ever close? So it's been a continuous show and part of Laguna Beach this whole time. And to be part of history like that in a magnificent setting, you know, it's outdoors, you've got the string lighting and, you know, sun on you and, you know, all the artists down there. And, you know, you come in, you see the art. You walk around the grounds, you have dinner at Terra, and then you go over and watch one of the most unique art shows in the world.
Right.
It's super cool to be part of.
You've been everywhere across the world, Barcelona, Hong Kong, everywhere. There's nothing like that, is there? It's really unique to Laguna Beach in that experience.
For sure. I mean, unique. Laguna has a very unique feel to it. It has this artist community, and it's what we all fell in love with. This is why we live here. It's different than Newport or Dana Point. Those cities are great, but, you know, it's not Laguna.
Right.
Laguna has its own feel and vibe. And like the radio station here, you guys embrace the spirit of that. And there's a lot of people who are very passionate about keeping Laguna the way it is and maybe even letting it evolve into what it's going to be. I mean, it's 2021. What's it going to be next year, the year after that? And a careful, deliberate, nice progression is something that I think needs to happen in places like the Hotel Laguna, for instance.
Right.
Right?
Right.
This evolution of where it has been and what it is becoming right now, I think the community and everybody is going to love. They're going to embrace it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And it's going to come back to life.
I can't wait to sit down for my first meal there. So here's the first chefy question I've got to ask
you.
All right. So you create a menu at a place like Terra, and now you've got to create a menu at Hotel Laguna. Are there things that you will cross over and bring over? Or is there a standard Chef Strong menu that you love, that you know works coming out of the gate? Or what do you do? How do you make them so different?
That is a good question. They are different because there's some things that feel the same of a style of an artist, if we're going to keep that analogy,
yeah, please,
right?
Please. Yes.
So you feel the style of them. And I think the food that I do has a certain feel and style. And I lived in Barcelona. That was a big influence. I love Mediterranean cooking in general. California and Southern California shares that same climate. So things that go together, grow together, and that kind of feel of, you know, a lot of olive oil and fresh produce and seafood and that sense of feel of that food, I think is something that I like to cook. Right. And in Terra, it's kind of a pre-theater menu, so it needs to be quick enough, but people want delicious and beautiful presentation, but remember, they're going to the show.
Right.
So
right.
It has to be efficient. So we've done a more simplified menu at Terra.
Okay. For,
so we can accomplish all those things, which I think has worked really well this year.
Right.
At Hotel Laguna, I think people will be looking for a little bit more of an experience. So the spirit of that style will segue over, but the presentations and some of the things and the offerings might be a little bit more elaborate.
Right. Okay.
So that's how it's going to
be. Beautifully explained. So you mentioned Barcelona. What specific influence do you think you took from Barcelona that you didn't have when you got there or that you didn't utilize before you got there?
So the biggest thing that I think of is I went to L'Académie de Cuisine, which is a French cooking school, and it's, you know, the French, they base their cooking a lot heavily on butter and cream. Not totally, you know, the south of France, maybe not as much, but certainly classic cooking is. And it's delicious, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are recipes that have been around for a long time because they're good.
Right.
But
exactly.
When I got to Spain, I remember doing some dish and I put some butter and cream in it and the Spaniards looked at me and they're like, get that French crap out of here. You know, they're so proud of their heritage and
right,
they should be.
Right.
And they're like, no. We do olive oil and garlic right, and lemon. And this is how our food is. And it's just a different way to think about it, a different paradigm. So I adopted that. And living there for 2 years, it makes a big imprint on you. And I now write menus that kind of have a little bit of both,
okay,
right? Because
right,
both were key influences to me. So I have some things that are rich and indulgent
right,
for those nostalgic French people who want to eat that
right,
kind of food,
right,
which is great. And that's the base of good technique comes from French cooking.
Right.
But Spaniards not only love this kind of Mediterranean olive oil driven food, but they're also very creative in their art and they push the boundaries. And in culinary, some of the most progressive techniques were developed in Barcelona, where I was living, from a gentleman named Ferran Adrià at El Bulli, his famous restaurant.
And he's a listener to our program.
Of course. Of course, he's keen on this. So those new techniques, which help with fun presentations,
right,
is something that I also adopted. So it's not just the ingredients and the style, it's the techniques and the kind of thinking outside the box. Spaniards really think of Salvador Dali or
yeah,
Gaudi or Picasso. I mean, these guys push the limits,
right,
and that's very typical of the way that they do everything in the food, in the architecture, in the art. And you think of somebody like Monet
right,
and paints these beautiful paintings that, you know, water lilies. The French food is similar.
Right. Oh, you are the perfect chef for Laguna Beach. You're the perfect chef. You are an artist and you see your food through as art, as it should be seen. So when you hire a cook, let's say you're hiring new cooks over for Hotel Laguna.
Mm-hmm.
How important right off the bat is plating and presentation in what they show you?
You know, the most important thing for me is I'm going to look at two things when I hire anybody, and it's based on character and competency. So competency is, you know, do you understand the language of cooking and how fluent are you and did you retain what you learned in culinary school?
Right.
But it is far outweighed by character. So if I, in 5 minutes, can tell that you're a good person, that you're going to be part of the team, that the chemistry is going to feel good, that you want to do a good job, I can teach you how to cook. I can teach you the techniques.
Right.
I can teach you competency, but character, that's more important.
Right.
I can teach you the techniques to plate something beautifully or cook something or squeeze the flavor out of food. Those are the time-honored traditions that are handed down from one person to the next, like my chef mentors taught me. But the teamwork is a really important part of it. It's very much like sports.
Right.
Cooking, you got a group of people, and instead of the plays, they have the recipes.
Right.
And I'll teach you the plays, but you got to play on the team. Right. And that's a really important part of things coming out efficiently and working well. So the waiters and the cooks have to get along. The cooks have to get along in the kitchen. They have to work together. And right. when that all hums along, the spirit of the restaurant, I think people can feel it. Even if they never see the kitchen, I think you can feel the love in the food. And I think it's an important part. So that is what I look for when I hire.
Loving this conversation so far. We're talking to Chef Craig Strong over at Terra and now Hotel Laguna. I can't wait to see the menu you're putting together for that, by the way. I really can't.
It's going
to
be fun.
I'm going to ask you to shoot me a sneak peek at some point. Did your parents cook? Where did this start?
Well, my dad worked for a drip irrigation company in San Diego, and we had a great garden. My mom, I grew up mostly in San Diego, so everything grew like crazy.
Right.
And my brothers and sisters had chores like I did, right? And mine was pull the weeds in the garden.
Okay.
So as I'm pulling weeds and watching zucchinis and tomatoes grow and stuff like that, I think there's a natural transition to what goes with this stuff.
Right.
And my mom's a really, really good home cook. She's not a chef. Her dad was a catering chef. So I think she learned some of those things from him. And she just cooks from scratch, like really well. And, home cooked stuff, but very, very delicious with lots of love in it. And I think a passion for taking care of people and serving and creating stemmed from there. And my dad is a chemist, so I think there's a little chemistry in cooking. So I like, kind of the artistic side of it and the science side right. of it. And putting it all together, and, I'm one of eight kids, so... Okay. Growing up in a big family and working in a restaurant is kind of like being in a big family,
right?
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But, I think that just is what gravitated right. to me, and here I am.
Okay. And do you have a favorite comfort food that your mom made? Is there a comfort food that you could think back and go, yeah, that's it?
Yeah, it's on the menu at Terra.
Okay, is it really?
It is.
What is it?
So it is the pasta bolognese.
Okay.
And she did, she's trying to keep us healthy, so she right. made it with turkey.
Right.
Okay, ground turkey.
Thanks,
and,
Mom.
And it's not super traditional. She put a little bit more spice in it than maybe in some different spices.
Okay.
And every time I eat it, it flashes me back to being a little kid. And you know what? It's one of our number one sellers at the restaurant. It's, it's just got a little Parmesan and basil on it and fresh pasta, but it's delicious.
I love how you remember your roots, man. That's really, really cool. What can we expect from your team at the Taste? Let's say we roll into the Taste and we yeah. roll by your team. What are we expecting there?
Well, first, we have 20 restaurants right now already to participate. So let me tell you about who we have, and then I'll tell you a little bit
sure.
about what we're doing. We got the Cliff Restaurant, Harley's, Alessa, Nirvana Grill, Oliver's Osteria, Seahorse, Starfish, Terra, Broadway, Wine Gallery, Oak, 1555, Restaurant Rumari, Thai Brothers, Gelato Paradiso, Nick's and South of Nick's, the Casa del Camino, Comedor Laguna, and Laguna Beach Beer Company, just to name a few, plus wineries. And, you're going to enter into the fairgrounds at here in Laguna Beach where the pageant's being done. And you've got all these booths out and restaurants who have been dying to show you what they got.
Right.
Closed for a year, some of them. Reopening, it's their opportunity to kind of bring back to life the restaurant community and show everybody, hey, we're back, let's do it, let's have some fun, let's listen to some great music that you guys are going to provide, let's drink and eat and be a community that is part of, this is Laguna, man. Right. This is our food and wine festival for our city, and we need people to come out and support it and participate.
And as part of a community that we are going to set a world record as a community that night, as we're going to set the record for the largest contingent of people to do the Mick Jagger strut. That's it right there, man. And we will own the world record after that night.
So, I love it.
All right. So, and I'll teach you the strut after we get off the air here, man. I'll show you how it works.
So I've got a couple dishes. There's one dish that I did that I love, which is the short rib cigar. That is a fun appetizer. That is one of the dishes. And then we have this brined and smoked pork loin that we're going to whole roast. We're going to ferment some carrots and make carrot kimchi and do a lettuce wrap. So I'm going to do at least two dishes, and I may throw a third out. You know, maybe a dessert too.
Now, is that the carrot kimchi? Is that a vegan dish or is that a vegetarian?
So the carrot kimchi, no, because we're going to, well, you could eat, if you don't throw the pork on it, then.
Okay, if you don't.
Then, for sure. But okay. Minus the pork, it would be. It'd be vegetarian.
Okay.
But it's going to be spicy. Okay. It's kind of like a little lettuce wrap. But, okay. But I want to give something that is easy to eat when you've got a glass of wine in your hand. That gives you a little something that's substantial so that you get enough food to eat. But you're gonna eat 20 or 30 little bites of all these signature dishes from all the best restaurants here in Laguna Beach.
Now, when you go to, let's say you go to any one of the restaurants that you listed out there, is there a specific dish you go to a certain restaurant for? And your signature. Well, I mean, I don't want to say the word signature, but is there a dish that you like to show off with?
Yeah, I mean, I like to do things that are going to burn a memory in you. So the presentation of the cigar in particular is very memorable.
Okay.
People see that and it's one of those things that make you kind of chuckle when you first look at it. You're like, that does look like a cigar. But then the more important thing for a chef is that it tastes great. Right. I mean, it's got to taste great. You can be as gimmicky as you want.
Right.
If it doesn't taste great, you've messed it up. So we're going to make it taste great, and it's going to look cool, and it's going to be a little fun. Right. I mean, you have to have some joie de vivre in what you do, right?
Right. It has to be fun. But my question of another chef, let's say you go to Harley's, or let's say you go to any one of, is there a specific dish you love from one of those that you have?
I eat the same thing at Nick's every time. I get their fish sandwich, man, every single time with the skinny fries.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Nick's. They do a great job. There's a couple restaurants that I have, you know, I love the Wine Gallery's pizza. I think they do a really good job. Yeah. You know, I go down there and eat there pretty regularly. But if I go to Broadway, he changes his menu. I'll eat the Brussels sprouts. Probably every time I go there.
Every single time.
Every
man.
Time. Yeah, that's a, you know, their cocktail miss. Program is really, really good. They do a nice job.
Right.
But he changes his menu regularly. So sometimes, to answer your question, I like to see what's new. So it depends on the restaurant. There's some places that I kind of know what I'm going in for, and I get the same thing regularly. And then there's other places that I know the chef's experimenting a lot and playing around, and I'm excited to see what's new.
All right.
So it's a little mix.
We had talked about your influence from Barcelona. What influence was there from Hong Kong? What did you get from Hong Kong?
Well, I wasn't there long enough. I mean, I was there for a short period of time, but, you know, the way that they work there is efficient. I mean, I had an army of cooks compared to here. I mean, the labor force is much, much more. So you can do things that are really elaborate in presentation just because you have
so many hands.
You have so many hands. It's incredible, you know. And just the speed of how you get things done also is incredible. I mean, I remember just making a quick comment to somebody, and, you know, the manager immediately sent one of the cookies, like, and they ran off and, like, went to a market.
Right.
Okay. He got his car, took off, went, got it for me, and was back in like an hour. I was like, wow, man, this is crazy. What planet am I on? But again, a very different style of cooking, very right. different mentality of how things should be done. And mostly it just exposes you to ingredients that you probably haven't ever seen before. Right. Lots of things, lots of produce, lots of fish, things that I just don't see over here.
Okay. And the Hotel Laguna, and again, I mentioned how excited I am to eat there. When can I expect to eat there for the first time?
Very soon.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Very soon. We're getting close. Right. You know, we've been working really well with the city. They've been super supportive and very grateful for them. The city of Laguna is really, they want to see it come back to life. So they're partnering in a nice way. You know, we have regular meetings with them to just make sure that we're doing everything that we need to do right. to open properly. So we're getting that underway. But you know, I would say, you know, sometime in the early fall.
Tell me about opening night and what that feels like, what that's going to be the very first night out of the gate. Are you tense in the kitchen, or do you feel you're fairly relaxed, and are you a chef that does a little hollering?
You know, I used to, but now I try to keep things a lot more even keel. I want to, my method of communication is be direct, but okay. be cool.
Right on.
So if I got something to say to somebody, I've got no problem criticizing or giving critique,
right.
but I try to do it in a cool way, kind of like a coach would, where you want your players to play for you.
Right.
And if you're ripping on people constantly, you know, it doesn't create the environment that I want. I think people perform better if you can maintain your standards in a very direct way and push people because, you know, they sometimes need to elevate themselves. But you do it in a way that is respectful and that keeps the teamwork
right.
involved. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I'm an intense person. I mean, I'm not right. going to say I'm not. I am. But again, I want to play and have fun. There needs to be that joie de vivre. We need to high five each other. We need right. to have fun. We're cooking for each other all the time, eating stuff in the kitchen and having a good time. But when service begins, you put your game face on and you get ready and I'm focused.
Like all art, it's driven by passion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you need to be focused and passionate about
right.
and there's a lot of moving parts and you got to be focused, which is part of the fun, right? Just like playing
right.
sports, you're focused, but you're having fun.
Right.
So that's kind of what it's like in the kitchen. And the opening day is something to be excited about. Right. And you know, when you have good people around you, I have a chef de cuisine and a pastry chef who've worked with me for years. These guys are awesome. And they take a lot of pressure off me so I don't have right. to feel like I'm carrying the weight of the whole thing.
Right. Now, last thing before I let you go, and it's kind of a pedestrian question, I guess. The battle between back of house and front of house, that has to be a chemistry that absolutely works, right? Or else an amazing dish that you've prepared sits and waits and sits and waits to go out or sits and waits. So how, what's that communication like? And again, is that something that's a battle or is that more of a family connection?
Waiters are cats and chefs are dogs.
Okay.
They are aloof okay. and kind of cruise around.
Right.
And chefs are loyal and... So says the chef, right?
Right, exactly.
Hey, I'm back at the house. No. But in all seriousness, I don't like the animosity between front and back of the house. Right. There's always going to be a little bit of us and them, a little push and pull, right? A little bit,
right.
you know. But I think when you have a good team that crosses over a little bit and a mutual respect for each other's jobs, then you can create the common goal, which is, hey, we're here to take care of the guests.
Right.
And that's the most important. You know, we want people to come here and be able to detach for a little moment of life. And that's why you go to restaurants. You know, you're maybe just going out to have dinner, but you're going to have somebody cook for you, one, to do things that you probably can't do yourself, mm-hmm. and or you don't want to go through the effort yourself. You want somebody to serve you and bring you wine and bring you food and bring you bread and clear your plates and wash them for you and do all that stuff to look at a panoramic view of the sun setting over the Pacific like you will at the Hotel Laguna or sitting al fresco at Terra, you know, and listening to music. And, you know, it's something different. Right. You know, that's why you go out. We all work hard. Everybody's got busy lives. And to take a moment of life and detach and have somebody pamper you for a little while is the reason you go to restaurants.
You just nailed it for me. I go home. I cook every day. I'm the one that does the cooking at home. I have a vegan, so she has a separate menu. I cook for her. I cook for me. And I absolutely love what you just did. You just nailed my reasons for the reasons we go out.
So when people come, a modification of the dish that I will do for your partner who's coming for that's at the Taste of Laguna is we will smoke some mushrooms and put it on the carrot kimchi, and now it will be vegan.
Look at you.
See?
Look, see, right here, just like that.
We just made this up just now.
Just changes on the fly, man, on the fly. That's a chef. That's a world-class Michelin star-earning chef, Craig Strong. Cannot thank you so enough for being here this morning.
It is my pleasure, and thanks for partnering with us and putting together the Taste of Laguna Beach. It is going to be a fantastic event. I think people have been waiting to do this, waiting to go out again and have some fun. So it's coming up on October 14th, yeah. Thursday night. Yeah. You can buy tickets on tasteoflagunabeach.com. And let's see you there.
I can't wait to see you there. Thank you very much for the modification. I'm sure she will be very thankful for the modification
pleasure.
As well. Chef Craig Strong, looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
All right. 8:27 the time, Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show.